I was born in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. I think I sung this last year here, and somebody requested it. I don't remember who it was, but I thought I'd do it again tonight, since I'm going to talk about my testimony just a little bit. I was born in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Nelson Creek was the place of my childhood days. We didn't have much, but we had each other, and that really is the only thing that pays. I remember the rock spring and old Adry Hill, sorghum molasses cooking at the mill. But most of all, I remember being taught about Jesus and how he died upon the cross to save us. On Sunday morn, we'd all get ready for Sunday school to hear Charles Rose as he would teach the golden rule. Then Daddy would say, Essa's turn to page number 43. And we'd all sing, bringing in the sheaves. Brother Gary would preach with power from on high. Tears would fill a many a sinner's eye. Then down the aisle to receive the Savior and change their ways. That was Nelson Creek back in my childhood days. That was Nelson Creek back in my childhood days. As I said in the song, I was born in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, and the first place I was ever taken was to church, little country church. Praise the Lord for country churches. They're not everything they ought to be for the most part, but they're great in many, many ways. My first recollection of going to church, I could not have been over three or four years old. I had a younger sister that was 2 years younger than me, but I was always in my mama's arms. I don't know who had her, maybe grandma or somebody, I don't know. But anyway, all I know is I was there in my mama's arms. And I would get sleepy, and I would start at the back of her head with my hands, both hands, and I would gather up all of her hair in my hands and go to sleep. Anybody ever have that to happen? I tell you what, I don't know why she ever put up with it, but she did, I guess to keep me quiet, I don't know. But that is my first memory of going to church and being in my mother's arms. And later on, when I first went to work, when I got out of high school, I got a job and went to work at a radio station. And one of my first paychecks, I went home and I said, Mom, I said, get ready, we're going to go to town. She said, what for? I said, just get ready, we're going to town. So she got ready and we got in the car and she said, what are we doing? I said, we're going to go get your hair fixed. So I took her to a beauty shop and had her hair fixed. Thank the Lord for a godly mother. She didn't have but a sixth grade education, but she had a lot of common sense. Amen. Have you ever had to break your own switch down at the edge of the woods? Anybody? Okay. I tell you what, by the time I got down to the edge of the woods and broke my own switch and got back to the house, she'd already accomplished 90% of what she wanted to accomplish. But anyway, thank the Lord for my childhood days. When I was about 11 years old, we had a spring and summer revival every year. And when I was about 11 years old, I was in a revival meeting.
And my old heart was just a pumping. The preacher was preaching and I was under great conviction, but I didn't go forward. I just could not step out and go forward. And so I did not get saved that night. But the next revival meeting, 6 months later, I don't remember if it was spring or fall. We had a spring revival and a fall revival. I was sitting back there, the third seat from the back on this side. No, it was on this side. On this side right here, the third seat from the back. And my hands were gripping the back of the pew. And my old heart again was just beating and they'd have an invitation. And back then they had personal workers that would go around. And Miss Pliny Johns came by and she said, do you want to get saved? You want to go for it? And I said, I don't know if I said any words or not, but I said, I was very quiet, very shy. But anyway, I went forward. I stepped out and went forward and knelt at the altar. And the preacher said, did you come to get saved? And I said, I may have shook my head. I don't know. But nobody really took the Bible and nobody dealt with me properly at that time. And so for all of my teenage years, I'd have doubts and fears. Did I get saved? Did I really get saved? Am I really saved? And the truth is, my wife went through much of the same thing. And after we moved to Evansville, Indiana, we got into a good church. And we both tried to get saved all over again. And we were even rebaptized again. But when I go back and check my salvation, I believe with all of my heart that the moment I stepped out, that Jesus became my Savior. Now, I can go back to my young adult years, you know, and see where I made that second profession, but I honestly believe with all my heart, because my heart wanted to be saved. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And my heart wanted to be saved, and my heart was pounding. And I did say, did you come to get saved? And I said, yes, I did. I did not understand what it was all about. But you know, when I was born to my mother and father on November the 16th, write that down. November the 16th. I don't remember that either. I don't remember much about that. All I know is that I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Went through a lot of difficulties, a lot of heartaches, a lot of things, and so did my wife. But we're so thankful that God reached down and saved sinners like us. And by the way, I was just as big a sinner as any sinner in the whole world, because my sins were before my eyes. And I was praying, asking God to forgive me of my sins. And so the Lord reached down and saved me and gave me everlasting life. And God has been so good to me. I haven't always been good to Him, but He's always been good to me. And I thank the Lord for these 78 years that He has allowed me to roam on this earth. And I hope that I have more years to share the gospel with others and to take our ministry to places where it needs to go. So you pray for us that we'll do what the Lord has called us to do. In addition to that, I want to talk to you tonight about how that children should obey the first time. Do y'all agree with that?
Yes.
Children should obey the first time. The teaching of children is the parent's responsibility and not the children. And I'm not going to be long with this tonight, so y'all can go back there and buy more CDs. But we need to learn to teach our children to obey the first time. Teaching them with love, not because you're mad at them. Teach them to obey before they get into trouble. Now that's one thing that I want you to get a hold of tonight more than anything else. Teach your children to obey before they get into trouble. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 4, and let's turn there in the Bibles tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm sure that most of y'all know these scriptures very well. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless this tonight. And Lord, help parents tonight to teach their children in the way that they should go. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from that way. Lord, help us to understand that tonight and to realize that. Amen. All right, we want to talk about this tonight, but I want to give a little bit of practical solutions that will help you in the training of your children. Do you think children should obey the first time? You don't teach them to obey because you're upset with them. You teach them to obey because it's the right thing to do. And as I said, you teach them before they get into trouble. And I'm going to demonstrate that here in just a little bit. But before we do, we're supposed to teach them on a daily basis. Let's turn to Deuteronomy, if you will, to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And another verse I'm sure that most of you all are very familiar with. Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse 6. It says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes, and thou shalt write them on the post of thy house and on thy gate. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. And when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name." And so the Bible tells us that we are to teach our children every morning when you get up out of the bed. You're teaching your children. And when you walk by the way, and when you lie down at night, it is a continual process. By the way, if you'll teach your children this, you will save yourself untold heartache, and you'll save them untold heartache as well. It's very, very important that you teach them on a daily basis. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that they smack their children around. You should never, ever smack your children around. Matter of fact, if you'll take these principles and do them right, you won't have to do very many spankings and corporal punishment. I do believe in corporal punishment, but if you do these principles, you won't have to do very much of that, because you see, what happens is when you get a hold of it and your children get a hold of it, they both work together. Now, I want a little boy here tonight to help me. Who's going to volunteer? You're a big boy. You're not a little boy. I don't know if I can make you mind or not. Boy, I tell you, how old are you? If you don't have it by now, you're not going to get it. Man alive. I'd like to have would you volunteer? You would? Okay, come up here. I want to show you something. And I may beat on you later. I don't know. But, you know, you have to take the children out of their comfort zone. Now, who's your mom and dad? Where's mom and dad? Right there? Can I beat on him? No. No, 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 no. I'm not. Matter of fact, if I knew what I know now as a father of my children growing up, I would have done things a whole lot different, because I've learned a lot of things the hard way. But you know, you've got to get them past the stage of where they rebel and where that they are repentant of what they've done. And so you've got to take them out of their comfort zone. You've got to take them out of their comfort zone. And you don't talk to your children as much as you example them. I mean, you take them and you make them go where you're going to go, not where they want to go. And, you know, I'm going to go back here and get a paddle. And No, we won't do that. But anyway, now, did you disobey your parents? Did you disobey your parents?
Not just a minute ago.
Not just a minute ago, but you did, didn't you? Uh-huh. And you didn't do what you're supposed to, right? Okay, so but now from now on, you're going to learn to obey the first time, right? Now look me right straight now. You're going to learn to obey the first time. And so he's going to obey. He's going to obey the first time because you take them out of their comfort zone. You don't have a conversation with your kids. That doesn't work. You just tell them what to do. And then they do what you tell them to do the first time, and you do it before they get into trouble. See, now you're not in trouble. But I want you to sit down there. Do you hear me? Did you see that? Now, when they obey, you brag on them. Did you see that? He obeyed the first time. That's amazing, isn't it? He obeyed the first time. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Now, you're supposed to obey the first time every time. Do you understand? All right, I'm glad we got that straight. And I wish I had a rebel. Are you a rebellious child? I wish I had one that rebelled just a little bit. But anyway, it's important. It's important that you teach them to obey the first time every time. And you've got to take them out of their comfort zone. And you've got to tell them to do things. And you teach them to obey before they get into trouble. Not after they get in trouble, before they get. Sit down on the bench. Did you see that? He obeyed the first time. Isn't that amazing? I'm so proud of you. That is great. Give me that hand. Boy, I tell you what, he's doing pretty good. But anyway, you do this every morning, all throughout the day. And every night, I want you to sit on the floor right there. Did you see that? He obeyed the first time. Every time they obey, you brag on them. Not after they get in trouble, before they get into trouble. Now, they get a hold of that. They get a hold of that principle just like you do. And they like it too because they don't get all those spankings. And they don't like spankings. You don't like spankings, do you? Have you ever had one? Oh, yeah. Trying to get some honesty here. But anyway, this is what's missing in our country today. I don't know how many times I've been in different places, stores and places like that, and parents having all kinds of problems with their children. The children just won't obey, and they want to pick at things on the shelves, and they do this, that, and the other. But if you will teach them beforehand, before they get into trouble. You don't wait till they get in trouble. You teach them before. And they go along with you. Now I want you to get over there and sit down. Boy, give him a hand. Now he obeyed the first time. Now, the Bible is very plain in that teaching. Now, the old-fashioned way is, boy, do you yell at your kids? How many of you parents yell at your kids? How many yell at your kids? Anybody? Be honest. How many yell at your kid? Stop it. Don't ever do it again. That doesn't help anything. You know, and also when they mess up, like if they knock over a bottle or spill the milk or something like that, do you jump all over them? The children are more important than that milk. Right. Boy, what's the matter with you? I mean, I remember that from a childhood growing up. I remember being yelled at. And I sort of adopted some of those things that I learned from my parents because they were trying to do the right thing. Like I said, my mom would tell me, Gail, go down to the edge of the woods and get me a switch, and you better get a good one too, because if you don't, I'll go get one. And that made me think, boy, she's going to really pour it on me. But she accomplished almost everything she wanted before I got back to the house. And I don't ever remember getting a hard switching from my mother. I've heard kids say, well, my daddy beat me with a belt buckle. Has anybody ever heard that? Yeah. Never, ever should be. Should never, ever be. The training of your children is beforehand, before they get into trouble. And if you'll do that, if you'll teach them to obey the first time, they will save you untold heartache, and it'll save them untold heartache as well, because they don't want to get in trouble. They don't like it when they get in trouble. Have you ever made a mistake that you made and you think, boy, I really like that? You know, I used to build houses, and the carpenter, any carpenters in here, anybody carpenters, you know what I mean then when I say I cut it off twice and it's still too short? I mean, you just don't do that. You measure twice and saw and cut once. And so that's very, very important. So learn to use those principles in raising your children as well. Now, come here. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are your children going to obey you the first time? Are you going to get married and have children or not? You don't know? Boy, I'm telling you. But you probably will, don't want you? Probably. And you're probably going to have children, right? Are you going to make them obey the first time? You need to learn that now and not later. Get over and sit down. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. I know the children are not. Anyway, the verses that I read to you out of the Bible, I think, carry that thought as well. You know that in Deuteronomy, where you are to teach them when they get out of the bed in the morning, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down at night. And the Bible says, and they shall be as frontlets. You know what frontlets are? That's these little things that you put on the horse, you know, so he doesn't look over here and over there. You want him to go right straight down the road. So those frontlets are very, very important. Keep your kids looking forward and looking up and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, are you going to teach your children to obey the first time? You are? Okay, I'm glad we got that straight, because that's very, very important. Because someday you'll be moms and you'll be dads, and you want your children to obey the first time. Now, the Bible teaches us that in the last days, children will be unthankful and ungrateful and disobedient to parents. And I believe that we're living in a day like that. But it should not be so in this church. It should not be so here. And so I want you to take note of what the Bible says here about teaching your children to obey the first time before they get into trouble. Now, that's about all I have to say. Everybody benefits from obedience. To obey is better than to sacrifice. Remember, that's what Samuel said to Saul? Yeah, it's more important to obey than it is sacrifice. So we all need to be obedient. So the burden is not on the children. The burden is on the parents. Now, you parents, you want to be good parents, don't you? Stop yelling at your children. Quit it. You hear me? I love this place. I love coming here. I love being with you, because y'all seem to be tuned in to everything I say. But anyway, what a blessing it is to be here. And we're going to let you out a little early tonight so you can go back there and get 10 of those CDs, get 12 of those CDs for $100 and get them out to your family and friends. And I do appreciate so much the opportunity to be here tonight. And I would like to give an invitation tonight. And I'd like for all you boys and girls to come to this altar and dedicate your life to teaching your children someday, when you get to be a mom or a dad, to obey the first time. And moms and dads, you can come as well. Let's stand as we as we have a song of invitation. Let's have trust and obey. Okay? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That is very, very fitting for the invitation tonight. So I want you to come and have prayer tonight and ask God to help you with the training of your children.